This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, January 3, 2009. And your name is? The scripture is Exodus 3, verse 14. God said to Moses, I am who I am. A recent Gallup poll found that 97% of Americans believe in God. That sounds like good news. But here's the problem. The word God is generic. People can say they believe in God, but that doesn't mean they believe in the one true God. Moses understood that. He had fled from Egypt and its world of multiple deities. So when he encountered a voice from a burning bush, he asked a highly personal question. What is your name? Moses needed to know whom he was speaking to. And God introduced himself by saying his name is Yahweh, I am who I am. That sounds rather cryptic, doesn't it? Some say it's a name best pondered by philosophers. But actually, God's name is not so mysterious. I am who I am is a name that describes the way God operates with his people in ordinary life. It tells us that God is who he claims to be. He's not fickle. Rather, God is faithful. If you've been disappointed by a friend who has cheated on you, or by coworkers who have betrayed you, you need to meet this God. The one whose very name means never changing will never let you down. He not only promised this from a burning bush, he sealed it through the gift of his own Son. Today, we await the return of the one whose very name is Faithful and true. Would you pray with me? Lord, we have so often been hurt by people who are close to us. For some of us, it's hard to trust again. Help us to trust you deeply and completely, now and forever. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.